You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yes, you're tuned into 95BFM, our last piece on the show today. We're talking about the Backbone Collective, who are a national coalition for domestic abuse survivors, and they're currently focusing their efforts on the family court. They've recently released some damning research about the functioning of the family court, which prompted a response from the family court principal Judge Ryan, the Minister for Justice, and the Law Society, all of whom disagreed with the findings. Co-founder of the collective, Deborah McKenzie, spoke to 95BFM reporter Caitlin McElhagger about the response the collective has received so far, the strategy behind their approaching the issues, and where they think we should go from here.
The Backbone Collective started 2 months ago. It now has around 500 members, is that right?
No, actually it's got over 800 members now. Our membership just keeps growing and growing.
And so in December of 2016, you launched what I think it's called the Survey One, but it was kind of a foundational survey, and 156 women answered. And then following the survey, I'm just wanting to give a bit of background in case some of our listeners haven't been following this hugely closely. But following the survey, the collective asked 10 members to prepare a list of questions about the family court, and these were turned into 160 questions, which were forwarded to the Ministry of Justice, Principal Judge of the Family Court, and the Law Society. What kind of responses did you get to these questions?
We got really minimising responses from the three authorities that we sent the questions to. We were asking for them to respond to the questions. And first of all, we got the response from the Principal Family Court Judge Ryan. And he made a very public media statement, quite unprecedented, we understand, basically slamming the Backbone Collective and saying he wouldn't further comment. He wouldn't make further comment on our reports. Then we got a response from, well, we didn't get a response. The Law Society made a statement in the media following Judge Ryan's statement, just saying that they thought our report would lack credibility. And then about a month later, we received a response from Minister Amy Adams, basically shutting down what the collective was saying and not responding to any of the 160 questions that we'd put forward. So we were very unhappy, and the Backbone members, more importantly, were extremely unhappy with the responses, because basically they felt that those responses mirrored what they were experiencing in the family court. That is, that their experiences were denied and minimised, and they were blamed for what was going on.
What was the strategy behind getting 10 members to pose these questions? Because, I mean, 160 questions does seem like a big first step for your kind of first approach to these organisations as a new NGO.
Yeah, well, what the Backbone is all about is giving women a safe and anonymous way to say how the system responds to them when they've experienced violence and abuse. And in that very first foundational survey we did at the end of the year, we asked the women what they would like us to focus on, and overwhelmingly they wanted us to focus on the family court first. So that's the first bit of the system that we're shining the spotlight on. So the watchdog report is really an opportunity to shine the light on a particular part of the system, bring some of the issues up to the surface, and then we go ahead and run a survey for women members on that part of the system and gather more information. So when we thought about putting together the watchdog report on the family court, we needed a way to flush out some of the issues that Backbone members were already emailing and Facebooking us about. So much comment about what was going wrong in the family court. And because the Backbone Collective is all about being run as a collective, that is, the members are the organisation rather than Ruth, Tanya and I, the other co-founders, we went to the members and said, please, could you just write us 10 questions each that you would like to ask the people in authority about how the family court's working? And those 10 women took to the task, with incredible enthusiasm and bravery, and they spent a lot of time writing their questions, and that's how we came up with the 160 questions. And I just want to mention that that is a really brave thing for them to do, because for these women to actually speak out about what's happening for them in the family court process could have ramifications for them. So we were really careful to do it anonymously. And then Backbone just took took those questions and we put them into scenes, and then we sent them to the appropriate authorities. So it was really, the strategy behind it was to flush out the issues, and then to, we released the family court survey the same time we released the All Eyes on the Family Court, to give all the other women in New Zealand an opportunity to have their safe, anonymous say about what their experience was like in the family court. And we since received 610 responses to the family court survey.
Did the collective think about perhaps breaking it down, you know, when you did have these 160 questions, did you think about breaking it down into, perhaps more manageable kind of chunks of questions for these three bodies to respond to?
Well, I think that we did break it down into themes. We broke it down into 15 themes, and these three bodies, authorities, are all well-resourced with huge teams of people to support them in responding to things like this, and it is part of their job to respond to under OIA to questions that members of the public have. I think it's important for people to understand that the Backbone Collective is voluntarily staffed by Ruth and I, and Tanya as much as she can manage. We're not getting paid for anything that we do, and everything we do is just produced in the time that we have available. So I think they're very well supported to be able to respond to the questions we asked. Even if they'd said, Caitlin, even if they'd said, thank you for letting us know some of the issues that women are experiencing in the family court right now, we think what women say is really important. We have never received this information before. We want to look into it more deeply. That would have been more courteous, more respectful and more safe than the responses that we did get, which was just to shut the information down.
And one of these key reasons given to not respond specifically to the questions, was that these are only the questions of 10 women. And in the original letter that you sent to these bodies, you the collective cautioned against viewing these as particularly one-off questions, and said that they echo larger issues. Did you worry when you sent it that these bodies would turn around and say, oh no, but these are only 10 women, so we're not going to respond with all of the resources that we have? Did you worry about that?
Well, we considered that, but we don't think that 10 women's experiences are any less valuable than 500 women's experiences. But now we have over 500 women's responses, and we are getting ready to release information about that. So it just seems that focusing on the number of women who responded and raised these questions minimises the issue. I mean, how many women do these authorities need in order to be convinced that there's a problem in the family court?
And, in part of this, it is only the questions of 10 women, but now, you do have hundreds more women echoing the same issues. Are you hoping to perhaps reframe the questions or be able to kind of re-put them to these bodies, saying these are now no longer only 10 questions, we now have 500 women backing it up? Are you hoping to be able to reframe these issues and perhaps get a little bit more validity to what you're asking these bodies to do in their eyes?
Well, they're welcome to answer the questions anytime they want. The questions are all up on our website, and they'll stay there. Obviously, when we will be releasing the family court survey data in chunks, probably, because we have such a wealth of information from the women that participated. And so, we're hoping that there will be responses from those in charge. But Backbone is now convinced that the situation is so bad in the family court that there needs to be a Royal Commission of Inquiry into what's going on. And the reason for that is that a government inquiry would not be deep enough or safe enough for any of the women who've been talking to us about their experience to take part in. There's very little trust in the system by women who've gone through the family court. We also need a Royal Commission of Inquiry so that the person in charge of the inquiry would have the power really to subpoena all the evidence, review all the decisions made, and look, and call people to give evidence as well. It's just run so deep. The information that we've been receiving is very damning about the family court.
Yeah, and so I did want to touch on the fact that, you know, these statements that the collective is making are, you know, essentially painting the family court as irreparably broken when it comes to domestic violence and to keeping women and children safe. Obviously, that is going to get a huge response the other way from the people who are involved in the system currently, I mean, and understandably. But do you think that it is possible to fix the system as it currently is, or do you think that it should be scrapped? Or, I mean, you know, do you want to leave it up to this Royal Commission of Inquiry and see what they come up with?
Yeah, well, firstly, it's not the backbone that's saying the family court is broken and dangerous. It's the women who are sharing their experiences. Backbone was set up to be a conduit for women's voices, a safe and anonymous way. So we're just passing on what women are telling us. That's the point of the collective. Based on what women have told us about their experiences in the family court, particularly in the family court survey, we don't think that the family court can be fixed in its current state, that the issues that are going on are too deep, and it's far worse than I imagined before looking at the results of the survey. The issues women are raising are throughout the whole country, from the top of the North Island to the bottom of the South Island. The issues seem to be occurring amongst all the professionals involved in the family court, not just a couple of judges, but women have been talking about problems with lawyers for child, problem with their own counsel representing them, problems with the psychologists that write the reports. It's just so widespread, the issues and problems that women have raised, that I really don't think sort of tinkering around the edges is going to fix what's going on. So this, you know, we're focusing on the family court's response to women who have experienced violence and abuse and their children. That's the specific thing we're focused on.
Thank you very much for speaking with me, unless there's anything else you wanted to add.
We'll just encourage women to sign up if they're interested in being part of the collective. If they've experienced violence and abuse, they can sign up as a member on our website, which is backbone.org.nz. And if people out there listening want to support what Backbone's doing, then we welcome you to sign up as a supporter, which you can also do on the website.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.